The Blue Water Area comes to talk with Paul Miller on WPHM.
Ten minutes after 9 o'clock. All right, we know it. The holidays are over. Yesterday was back to work for me and for a whole lot of other people, too. And it wasn't easy, was it? You were probably tired by the end of the day yesterday. Getting back to work can, pose challenges. Now, if you love your job, and I love my job, it's not that bad. But a lot of people, especially this time of year, feel tired, unmotivated. They make mistakes, and it's just not easy to get back into work mode. Joining us right now is noted career expert Nick Murphy with some tips on maybe how to get the work year off on the right start. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. What advice do you have for people that are just having a hard time getting into the swing of things in 2018?
Yeah, I mean, first things first, let's be fair to ourselves. I think regardless of your job, it's difficult. Our routines are thrown off over the holidays, whether you're with family, whether you're traveling, whether you're just sleeping in. And then couple that with the weather and the time of year, right? Nothing screams productivity like waking up before the sun in negative 10 degree weather.
Exactly.
And saying, let's get back at it. So
yeah.
I think the first thing is just let's be fair to ourselves and give yourself half a day, half a week to kind of get back into the swing of things. If that lags into March, let's have a different conversation. But
right. And let's talk a little bit about that, because, if you were sort of, crawling to the finish line last year and saying, man, I just can't wait until we get a holiday break, I'm going to take a week off, and then you're getting back at it in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks into the new year, you still are just kind of in a funk when you go to work. Maybe it's time to look for a new job, huh?
Well, the first thing to do is step back and kind of look at the macro level. Why is it that you do what you do? And we all have financial realities. So assuming that you can meet your bare needs, why are you working? Why do you want to work hard? And or is it for your kids? Is it for a financial goal? Is it to move? What is it? So get clear on what your personal motivators are, and then try to find synergies inside your organization that align with that. If you can confide in a mentor, whether that's a peer, whether that's a manager, if you have that kind of relationship with your boss, that's great. If it comes down to, I really hate being here and I need to leave, I would encourage folks to give themselves, a 3 to 4 month plan window, if you will, to really sit back and analyze what it is that they don't like and what they want to be doing, so that they don't just jump from job to job and 6 months later they're going to be just as miserable as they are today. That's a recipe for disaster for a lot of people.
Well, it's a good point. No matter where you go, there you are. And what that means is that you take your baggage with you wherever you go. And if that baggage is, poor workplace habits or, unrealistic goals, things like that, then you're going to have a hard time finding the perfect job.
Absolutely. And if you want to do a quick little exercise at home, if you feel that way, do a T-chart and write in one column the things that you loved the most about your favorite job ever. And on the other side, write the things that you hated about your least favorite job. And it doesn't have to be the one you're in. But look at that once you complete it and really think to yourself, is what I thought I wanted to move to really going to solve any of these core problems? Or am I just going to be under a new logo with a new manager, equally miserable? And that will help you get started. We also offer a lot of courses and blog posts on our blog at midamericacareers.com that help job seekers work through some of those processes, because it's overwhelming and you feel like you're all alone. But there are some tips and tricks to do that.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit more about Mid-America Careers, because a lot of people, it's easier now than ever to look for jobs online. All you got to do is, a pretty simple search, and you'll find all kinds of results posted for jobs in your area. But you take it a step further with sort of that self-examination, right?
Yeah, a lot of the content that we offer is around, looking for a job sucks. It just does. There's no way around it. So the system's a little bit broken. No one teaches you how to do it. And you're trying to do it discreetly without letting a lot of people in because you're afraid of losing your current employment. So it's a very special situation, a very special circumstance, and it takes some specific skills and some specific coaching to do it correctly. And that's really what our free content is designed to help people at least get off on the right foot and have a place to go as they navigate that process. They can be helpful.
And it's necessary now more than ever. I mean, people are changing jobs more than they did a generation ago, aren't they?
Yeah, they are for sure. And with the gig economy, I mean, people aren't picking up part-time jobs in the evening anymore because they can just turn on an app and go drive for Uber for a couple hours a week to supplement their income. So the world's changed, and your skill set needs to change too. Not necessarily what you do full time at work, but the way that you go about looking for career opportunities and how to play that game, so to speak, is definitely different than it was 5-10 years ago.
Well, like you said, new year, maybe time to give yourself a little bit of a break, you know, ease into the post-holiday world. But if you are ready for a change, maybe start asking yourself some important questions and prepare for that change in the new year. You can do that with Mid-America Careers. Nick, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Paul. Happy New Year.
Yeah, and to you too. Bye-bye.